Hey, everybody. It is your girl, Shakara, also known as Kara. I am coming to you today because I am excited. My very first episode, it didn't go off without a hitch, but it was a pretty good episode. Of course, when you start out in this podcast world, you have your ups, your downs, your do's and your don'ts and your lessons. And that is exactly what I'm going through right now. I am learning my lessons through this entire process. So I'm excited to continue to go through this process and do everything I need to do. So with that being said, I'm coming to you all today because I just wanted to check on you. How you doing? Are you okay? I know. It's a roller coaster of a world right now. And we all have emotions, and our emotions are running high, and our anxiety is pumping, and we're frustrated, we're angry, we're disappointed. It's so much going on. It's so many different emotions. And I know that, and I can relate to that, because I, too, am one of those that's going through so many different emotions, despite who you decided that you wanted to support during this last election. Somebody on one side or the other was going to be upset, going to be offended, was going to be hurt. But one thing I do have to be honest about is there's a lot of people that are actually scared at this point. They're scared for themselves. They're scared for them children. They're scared for their children. They're scared for their families. Let's just be honest. You have to believe a person when they tell you who they are. And unfortunately, a lot of people are still not believing when somebody tells you who they are. I didn't want to get on here today to have a political debate because what's done is done and what needs to be done will be done because, of course, this is our democracy. There's still a lot more craziness to happen. I came on here today to genuinely check on you. My followers, my listeners, those who support me, and even those who don't support me, because you have to want to be a part of the change. Despite what happened yesterday and what's going on right now, I am a change agent. And the change that I want to see is positive and love and the light in all of this darkness. So again, I say, how are you? If you're having a bad day, if you're upset, if you're angry, let it out. It's okay to cry. It's okay to yell. It's okay to turn yourself off to the world. Because sometimes you got to take a step back and you got to figure it out for yourself. It's okay. We are human. It is okay. I promise you it's okay. If you're okay right now and you just like, I'm going to just roll with the punches. Then your strength, I love it. Just keep pushing and help the next person that's probably not doing so good. Be able to smile and be that love and that light for somebody else. And if you're doing great, then good for you. Happy for you. Again, share that love and that light with somebody else. But at the end of the day, a lot of us need to learn how to check on one another. Talk to our neighbors, talk to our friends, talk to our coworkers. Don't let your beliefs destroy everything you have going for you because elections are not politicians, even though they try to tell us they're not, but they are not forever. I already know y'all going to argue with me and say, I beg to differ. We got some people that's been politicians for almost 60 years. You right. But that's because people keep voting them in there. The part of my message that I'm trying to put out is that don't let something that is temporary or something that is a placeholder for right now destroy what you have built and what you have going on with your loved ones and with your child. Be smart. Use your mind. Think with your heart as well. Be human again. Because that's the problem. We're not human anymore. We're not saying, oh my goodness, you're bleeding. Do you need a band? That's funny. That was my episode for Sunday. But we're not saying, oh my goodness, do you need a drink of water? You know what? You look tired. Maybe you should go home. Get some sleep. We're not sending a text. Hey, I heard somebody died in your family. How are you? And that's what we need more of in this world. We need more people to learn how to be human again. Can we put this behind us and start moving forward? No. Let me be honest. We already know some people have showed their natural behinds, and some people showed you exactly who they are. And all, you know what? I'm going to give them applause.
Definitely
showed us exactly who you were. Because it's one thing to have a difference of opinion, right? It's another thing to sit here and now you want to embarrass, humiliate, disrespect, and all sorts of craziness that has been coming out from other people. That's the part that is hard to swallow. It's hard to understand. Because we can have a difference of opinion without you disrespecting me as a woman and as a person. But to those of you who decided that your difference of opinion was your platform to show us just how much of a misogynistic idiot you are, just how much of a dumbfounded or lost individual you are, that you don't like to read, that you don't even understand common government, you did a good job. You got to deal with that on your own. Because I promise you, the same people that you're stumping hard for and that you are sitting here living in this la-la land for, they don't even know your name. All they needed you to do was fill in a circle and make them valid while they make you invalid. Don't shoot the messenger. So again, putting all this behind us, moving forward as best we can and checking on one another, giving each other a hand, assisting one another because we need it. Right now, here in America, we need love. We need humility and we need hope. It's not hard. It's not. If you cannot do it for yourself, do it for your children. Do it for your children's children. We are destroying our children's legacies because we can't get out of our own way. And that needs to stop. With that being said, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up because this was just a short little message. I am coming to you all on Sunday with a pre-recorded episode at 7 p.m. It is called Mom Guilt. Let's talk about it. Y'all already know. We know. I know. We all are moms and we have that guilt of we didn't do a good enough job, or maybe I shouldn't go out with my girlfriends because little Timmy needs something and little Jaleesa needs this. We all have some type of mom guilt. We're definitely going to talk about child support and how that is one of the most abused systems. Yep. Ladies, y'all going to be mad with me on Sunday because we're going to have a conversation about child support. Child support is definitely a must. But there's a lot of people that is misusing child support for their own personal gain and making their children suffer. But we're going to talk about it for mom guilt. Let's talk about it. Outside of my episode on Sunday, I have a bonus episode. Yay. Yes, yes, yes. Bonus episode coming. Oh, thank you. So my bonus episode is going to be on Monday. And that is going to be at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that's going to be live. I have some military women who are veterans and who are still serving, who I will be interviewing. And the name of that episode is I'm the Vet, Not the Dependent, Serving as a Female Soldier. We already know. You go to that ID card place. I'm sorry, not the ID card place. You go to the doctor's office. And what do they say? What's your husband's social so that we can get that for your dependent information? Ma'am, I'm actually the sponsor. Yeah. We're going to have that conversation. We're going to dig deep into being a female service member in all of the branches. I'm hoping to get more of just the Army, but we're going to talk about all of the branches. I hope you can join me. I hope to see you there. Again, check on your neighbor. Check on the ones that you love. This is your girl, Shakara, with Strength and Struggle, finding your light in the darkness. I'll talk soon.